On Pei Beis Amud Aleph, the top, the Mishnah. It's a very complicated Amud. When you get down to the final thing, it's not so bad, but just like figuring out what it's talking about. The different, there's the numbers used in Rashi and the expressions, and it's very complicated, so I tried to simplify it with the charts over here as we go along. Okay, so we'll start with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Tinokos ein maninosan b'yom kippurim aval mechanchim osan lifnei shnasayim b'shvil shei regilim b'mitzvah. So children, you don't maninosan, you don't, we Rashi learns ein mechayvim. You don't have to keep food away from them. In other words, you can let them eat on Yom Kippur. But that refers meaning the whole day. But still, you should mechanech them that they should learn to fast, as we saw at the end. Bishvil shei regilim b'mitzvos, they learn to fast. So you they fast a little bit, as we call lasha'os, the expression, right? Just partially for the day, part of the day. And so, but when does it start? Lifnei shana. Okay, so ready the problem start. Okay, so here's right now at this point, we'll see if it's going to change, but at this point the numbers are like this. And we're going to, the whole time we're going to just go with a girl. We'll see that it's going to work out with the girl. So we're gonna, the whole time we're just going to deal with the girl. Okay, so girl is bat mitzvah, as we call it at Shtei Mitzray. And well, that's the expression with pirkan. That's the their parak. If a boy is 13, girl 12. And then, of course, the chayav and al mitzvah, that it's a fast, no matter what, everything, that's midaraisa, that's called pirkan. Then there's samuch lepirkan, is the year before that, and for a girl would be 11, you see here. And then, what we have in the Mishnah is lifnei shana, lifnei shnatayim, I said it's a very strange lashon, is not a year before Pirkan, but it's a year before Samuch Pirkan. So the numbers get very complicated. So it comes out that what the Mishnah is saying is that you let them, get them ready to fast. They start fasting with Sha'ot at the girl already at 9 and 10. That's Lifnei Shana, see here, 10, and Lifnei Shana time would be 9. Okay? Yeah, this is the shana, which is lifnei samuch lepirkan. What? No. No, I'm saying it's very complicated. Okay, so, and in Rashi, you're going to see if we make it more complicated, because he starts dealing with, this is the 13th year, because it's, 12, so it's 12 in one day, so it's really 13, and sometimes in the Gemara it uses 12, and Rashi's using 13, and it's like very complicated. But, okay, so this is how it comes out. So right now, this is where we're holding, that 9 or 10, basically in our numbers, 12 she's but it's a 9 or 10, which she fast. Okay, so let's do Rashi in the Mishnah. So ein mani the time we did came mechanchin otzam lishaos, again meaning not a full fast. You don't have to fast the whole day. Okay, lifnei shana shehi samuch lepirkan, which is a shana before samuch lepirkan, as we have here. Okay, pirkan have ben shloshes rei l'nekeva. Like I say, it's not really shloshes rei. We call it shemitz, right? But it's in the 13th year, right? Barbas rei l'zachar. Again, it's like 13 in one day, so it's in the 14th year. So Rashi says 14. Shederech tinochos levi shtei saros b'shtei mitzrei v'yom echad v'haynu b'toch shana yud gimel v'hi, that's called the pirkan, as in where we have here 12 for a girl le'onshin v'tinoch a boy b'yud gimel v'yom echad imsa shanat yud dalid, the 14th year pirkan le'onshin, that's when he's a gadol v'shnas yud gimel hi shanat hatzmucha le'pirkan. Again, which is in our case, which is 11 here, right? Because it's, as we said, he's going in the year, right? Vishnas Yud Gimel, which is what we call 12, is called Hishanat Smucha Lepirkan. Vishnas Yud Beis, Hishanat Lifnei Shana Smucha Lepirkan. Okay? That's the year before Samach L'Pirka, which we call it here 11, 10. Okay? All Lifnei Shtei Shanim. Shehi Lifnei Shtei Shanim Samach L'Pirka, which is 2 years before Samach L'Pirka, which we call here 9. The Hainu. Shlosh Shanim Lifnei Pirka, which is 3 years before the Pirka. Okay? So in other words, 3 years, here's the Pirka. So it'll be 3 years before the Pirka, which would be 9 years old as we have it. Okay, the Gemara Apari Chash Lifnei Shtayim, the Hainu Gimel Shanim, right, 3 years before, you know, she's a Gadola, Amart Mechanki, Lifnei Shana, the Hainu Shtayim Ibaye, and that's the Gemara's first question. If 3 years before, which when she's 9 already, she has to fast, so of course she has to fast when she's 10, so what, okay. Fine. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara asks this question right away, Hashta Bifnei Shtayim, Mechanchim lehu, so bifnei shana mipaye. So as we just asked, the more answer is Amar Rav Chista lo kashya. One's talking about ha bechola and ha bibari. Okay, as I wrote down here. So the answer is when she's healthy, so she can already start fasting with shas over here at 9. And if she's not so healthy, she's a chola, so then only she has a year later at 10. Okay, so this is basically the way we had the Mishnah and how it comes out. Okay. Now, next, we have Shita Rav Huna. Amar Rav Huna. Okay, Rashi says, Bechola et kachut v'tashu koach. Okay. Amar Rav Huna. Ben Shmona uben Teisha mechanchin oso l'sha'os. Ben Eser ben Achadisre mashlimin midrabanan. Ben Shtemisre Mashlimi Midaraisa Bitinoke. Right away, the Lashon Safan is using, it's for a girl, right? Tinoket. And it's using Ben. It's very, very strange. So someone unfortunately asked the question, but I didn't understand the answer so much. But he asked the question, Yom Kippur asked the question, he asked two questions. Why does it say Ben if it's for a girl? And secondly, why does he give a dugma, like we're doing a girl? Like, I mean, why does a girl give a dugma? So he says, because by a girl, it ends up, you're starting everything a year earlier, right? Like we saw, like the fast, everything is a year earlier. It's your mechanic are a year earlier. So one might think, like why would I, like, a mechinuch of a girl is not the same as chinuch for a boy. The ikr chinuch, he says, by a boy. And therefore, that I would start a year earlier even for a girl. Bechlal, the whole chinuch is, and here I'm starting even earlier for a girl. So therefore, he kamashmal yeah. And therefore, that's why he deals with a girl. But I don't exactly understand. It explains why he uses the lashon of a male Ben. But I don't know. Okay. So now let's explain what he said. So it comes out like this. Okay. This is Rav Huna. So, we're okay, everything's for the girl, okay? So here is Shtei Mitzray. And this is, again, as I wrote, Mashlimot Midaraisa, the girl's Mashlimot, this is 100%, you know, Gdola Bat Mitzvah, that's the 12. Okay, so Rav Huna understands that we have, she starts fasting at really at 8. And it works like this. We have here at 10 and 11 are where she's Mashlimot. When she finishes the fast, at 8 and 9 is where it's L'shaos. So it comes out that when we also have sick and healthy. So we have a sick and healthy Mashlim, and we have a sick and healthy Sha'ot. Okay? So therefore, when she's healthy, and so then she's Mashlima, she finishes the fast already at 10, full day fast. And if she's not so healthy, she's chola, then she finishes the fast at 11. If she is healthy, she starts already fasting at 8 years old. And if she's chola, then she starts at 9. And this is like l'sha'ot. Okay, so we have 8 and 9 l'sha'ot. 8 is when she's healthy, 9 she's not. Mashlim, 10 and 11. When she at 10 is midrabana, and when she's mashlim over here, if she's healthy, and if she's not, then at 11 she's mashlima. Okay? And so this is basically what Rav Huna is saying. Rav Nachman Amar, Ben Shtemis, Ben Teisha, Ben Eser, Mechanchinosan, L'Sha'os, ben 11 ben 12 mashlimi mid rabanan ben 13 mashlimi mid right of betina. Okay, so he says the exact same thing. He agrees because everything shifts over 1 year because the boy is 13 bar mitzvah. So it's the exact same thing. Everything just shifted over one, not starting at 8, but 9 and 10, 11 and 12, and then 13. Okay, so well, I just wrote out the drill. Okay. Explanation of the, well, no, we're going to write, the next thing Gemara is going to do is going to ask a kasha from the Mishnah and say, that's the next piece. Gemara is going to say that doesn't fit according to the Mishnah. What is he going to do? How does he, well, we can explain how it fits out the Mishnah. Okay. Let's just see Rashi, it's been time. Amrav Huna, right? Ben Shmona, okay, so he says Ben Shmona at 8 years old. Libari, as we said, after she's healthy and she can already fast Lashaos, okay, Libari, She Avra Shmona. Okay, which means she's like 8 years old, but again, V'nichneset L'teisha. You know, it's a week holiday, 8 years old. Okay, U'betinokes, again, we're talking about a girl, look at him assign, like he said at the end, Milseh, De'haveh Shanat Teisha, again, when she's Shanat Teisha, means she's 8 years old, Arba Shanim L'tnei Pirkan, which is, four, there's 12, she's her parak, that's when she's Bat Mitzvah, 4 years before that, she's 8 years old. Okay, Ben Teisha Lechola. Then, if that when we have it over here, 9 years old, then she's that's when she's not well, so she can't. She starts a year later. Okay, Shavrashnat Teisha. In other words, she's Vinichneset Letocha Eser. So here, meaning she's 9 years old. That's how you say it. The Hainu Gimel Shanim Pnei Pirka, which is 3 years before Perik, which is 12. So that means when she's 9 years old. Then we have Ben Eser is Libriya. That's when she's healthy. Shavra Eser v'nichnasa lechadisre. Again, she's 10 years old, and uben achadisre. Again, when she's letinoket chola, which v'nichnasa liyabeis. That's when she's as we said 11. Mashlimi midraman. Then she starts being mashlimi midraman if she's healthy. Then yudbeis, going into yudgimel v'nichnasa liyudgimel, as we call it 12. Mashlimi midaraisa, then that's it, then she's 100%. She's Mashlima midaraisa, Shehi Pirkan, Betinoket, Habari, Vachola, Shavot Po. Then that's 100%, doesn't matter. Once you're at 12, healthy, not, you're ready, obviously not talking about Piko Savage, but not just like weak, then doesn't matter, everybody has to fast midaraisa. Okay, Rav Nachman Amar, Vachule, Lo Palig, Rav Nachman Ad Rav Huna, we said he's not arguing, Elamar Parish, Mili de Tinoket, Amar Pirish, Bemili de Tinoket. That's the only difference. Okay? So he's just saying the exact same thing, just by with the years with the boy, everything switches over 1 year. Okay. So that is Rav Huna. Now we have another shita, Rav Yochanan. Okay. So Rav Yochanan says, Rav Yochanan Amar, Hashlamad Rabbanan Leika. Therefore, Ben Eser Ben Achadisre, Mechan Chino Solashos, Shtemisei Mashlimim Midrais. So Rabbi Yochanan, he says that there is no hashlama. Okay, interesting. There's no such thing as finishing a fast. You don't have to finish the fast until you're bar bar mitzvah. Okay, so mashlimot is 12, but there's no chinuch to be mashlim. And therefore, we just have only lishaos, which is, again, if she's healthy already at 10, if she's not healthy, then only at 11, and then she's at 12 or bar mitzvah, she finishes the fast. Okay, so there's only chinuch l'sha'os, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Fine. So now we have our two sheetahs, Rav Huna / Rav Nachman. They're the same. They're, okay, that's the first sheetah. And now we have Rabbi Yochanan with the second sheetah. Now, see, is there Rashi on that? No. Okay. Mora asks the question, and we're going to try to, how the Mishnah fits in now to these sheetahs. Here it gets very complicated if you're going through it, but again, and now, okay, Tnan, it says in our Mishnah, Hatinokos ein ma'ani nosam b'yom ha-kippurim, aval mechan chinuch hosam lifnei shana, lifnei shtayim. So now, bishlama l'rav Huna v'rav Nachman, lifnei shana v'lifnei shtayim, lifnei shana l'divreihem, lifnei shtayim is the divrei Torah. Ela, Rabbi Yochanan, Kashia. Okay. Now, it works something like this. So we're trying to fit in the Mishnah now according to these two sheets. So the Gemara says, Bishlam according to Rav Huna, there is a way of explaining the Mishnah. Again, not like we had said originally over here. We have a whole different shot now according to Rav Huna. But it does. It's going to be problematic according to Rabbi Yochanan. So let's explain. So the way Rav Huna explains the Mishnah is as follows: that Lifnei Shana v'Lifnei Shtayim is not talking about two separate years, like we've been saying, one for Chola, one for Abari. No, it says that it's talking about just one time, one tarikh, and it was 1 year. That's it. And that is, I checked off over here, the ninth year. That's all the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah is saying that a girl starts fasting, a chola starts fasting at nine, l'sha'os, and that's it. That's all the Mishnah is saying. It's saying it in a funny way, but that's all it's saying, is that a girl has to fast l'sha'os if she's sick when she's nine. That's all the Mishnah is saying. How does that fit? Because the Mishnah is saying, l'fnei shanav, again, it's talking about a chola, and l'fnei shanav, l'fnei shanav, is, it depends. Why does it say both? Depends if are you talking about on that the starting point is deraisa or starting point is derabanan. In other words, again, we've all, it's all, a shana v'shnatayim is always lifnei pirka, a shana lifnei samuch lepirka. Okay, so we have a type of samuch lepirka midrabanan, and we have a samuch lepirka deraisa, and therefore it comes out the same day. In other words, derabanan, here is where she's mashlimot deraisa, here she's mashlimot derabanan. Right? So, if you want to look at on the Rabbanan, so here's Shimashlima de Rabbanan, so the year Samuch Lepirkan de Rabbanan is 9, right? Because here is the Pirkan, so to speak, de Rabbanan, which is Mashlima de Rabbanan. This is Samuch Lepirkan, this is the Shana Lifnei, like we've been doing the whole time, right? That it's always referring to the year, the Lifnei Shana is the year before the Samuch Lepirkan. So the same thing over here, this is when she's nine, Derabanan is a year Samuch Lepirka, right here, Samuch Lepirka, a year before Samuch Lepirkan is year nine. If you want to look on a Deraisa level, so here's the Pirkan, so this is Samuch Lepirkan, so this is 2 years, right, 2 years Samuch Lepirkan, here's the Samuch Lepirkan, 2 years Samuch Lepirkan. So all comes out the same day. So basically the Mishnah is saying, just one time, just 1 year, talking about when she's nine and she's sick, she has to fast l'sha'os, which is either lifnei shana, lifnei shanaim. This is lifnei shana from, as I made the dot here, on a derabanan, this 1 year before samuch lepirkan. On a deraisa level, it's 2 years samuch lepirkan. So therefore, it's shana, the shana, shana time. Okay? That's bishlama, according to Rav Huna, how you could explain the Mishnah. However, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you got a problem. Why? Because the only time you have to fast, according to him, is just 10 and 11, right? So, lifnei shana, lifnei shnatayim is, shana, you could say, as I wrote down here, lifnei shana, because again, it's 1 year before samuch lepirkan, which would be fine, that's 10, but 2 years before the samuch lepirkan, since he doesn't have all these different deraisa derabanan things, like we were able to play around with Rav Huna, so it would be, as I wrote it, the nine in dots, right, they would be, if he held that she fasts these 2 days, so then nine and ten, then fine, then you can basically come out like this, like we had originally our pshat in the Mishnah, right, it could be 9 and 10, 2 years, one, you could say chola and not chola, whatever you want, but he doesn't say that, he says the only time she fasts is 10 and 11. So this would be shana lifnei, and shana tayin, 2 years would be nine, but he doesn't say a fast on nine, only in 9, 10, and 11. So the Mishnah doesn't come out according to Rabbi Yochanan. That's the Gemara's kasha. Okay, so the Gemara answers, no, it could work out. I'm a Rabbi Yochanan, he says, my shana oshtayim samuch lepirkan. So it means, he's basically saying that don't read the Mishnah lifnei shana time, because then it wouldn't work out. What it means is shana o shnayim, one or the other, okay, meaning that, like he's saying, in other words, it's talking about this, and it says that she fasts, and not lifnei would mean, like we've been saying, a year before samuch lepirkan, but it doesn't say lifnei according to Rabbi. It says, don't say lifnei. It says shana or shatayim. Shana or shatayim. That's all. that you fast, she fasts 1 year or 2 years. Again, if she is sick, 1 year. If she's healthy, 2 years, and that's it. That's what the Mishnah means, exactly like this, and that's it. That's how he would answer. Okay, let's do some Rashi's. Tznan. Okay, so we said in our Mishnah, Mechanchim Otan L'Sha'ot, Lifnei Shana, the Hainu Ashtei Shanim, and Lifnei Shtaim, the Hainu Shalosh. Right? Again, because it's always before the Pirkan. So it's either comes out 2 or 3 years before. So Bishlav Rav Nachman Rav Huna, the Amrika Hashlama Midrabanan, Kedakamar, like we said, there's this concept of Hashlama Midrabanan, so she's starting at 8, 9, 10, 11, she's fasting all those years. So then, Afal Gav Dilidid Hu Havichinuch Habari, Arba Shani, means when she's 8 years old. So Matsi Matsarutse, still you can answer up the Mishnah, Lamasisin, that Kula Bisvichol. Let's talk about Chola. Vehaki Kamar, Mechanchinoto Lashaos, Shtei Shanim Lifnei Hashlama Divrehem, as we said, 2 years before on the Rabbanan, from the Rabbanan, Sheheim Shalosh Lifnei Hashlama Divrei Torah, right, which is three, if you're looking at the Dereisa. Kedekamar Rav Huna, the Shana series, in other words, when she's 9, the Chanchino Tan Lutinoch, the Chola, that's when she's a not well, a for Shaos. Okay, l'sha'os, shehi lifnei shana smucha l'perek hashlamas divreihem, shehi b'shnat yud beis, and when she's 11 for a chola, nahainu lifnei shtaim hasmuchim l'perek deraisa, which is lifnei shtaim on a deraisa, which is 3 years before she's a bat mitzvah, which is when she's 9. El Rabbi Yochanan, though he said kasha, lididei, according to him, lo mituk b'matzis, niklal, you can't, the mission isn't working anything. Why do Amrina and Hashlama Midrabanan, like, he doesn't hold Bash Mishlama Midrabanan, we said. The Taman Masnisin Chadak, that you would be able to say that the Mishnah is talking about one thing, like we said before, Kedukunam Aliba, the Rabbuna Rab Nachman, like we said. The Resha, Bechola, Vesefa, Bebari, Kedukimna, Rab Chista, Namilo, Mitukma. You can't say that the you know, like we said, over here, you know, that's talking about 9 and 10, it's for a Chola Bari, that you also can't do. Why the Masnisi Kani Sholosh Labari Vishtaim Lechola, and Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shtaim Labari Vechad Lechola. So you know, here it says 9, 10, but he doesn't come out that way. He has, you know, 10 and 11. So it doesn't work out according to Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, Amar Lacha Rabbi Yochanan. He would say, fine. In other words, don't say the lifnei, which would have to take you a year before that, because it's a year before the samuch lepirkan. Take out the lifnei and then say or this or that, which would be 10 or 11. Okay. Back to the Gemara, Tashma. Now we're going to bring a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, the Tani Rabbi Rabba Bar Shmuel. Here we go. He says exactly what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. He said, "Tinokos eimani nosam biyom kippurim." Fine, we don't let them. We don't stop them from eating. Aval mechanchim osam shana o shtaim samuch lepirkan. So that's mamish exactly Rabbi Yochanan. He with the O, mamish the O, either 1 year or 2 years, samuch lepirkan. Here is the pirkan, shana or shtaim, samuch lepirkan. And this is exactly word for word Rabbi Yochanan said. Now, so, okay, the havamin at this point is, though, that we're referring to sha'ot. Okay? So, like I said, this is mamish Rabbi Yochanan. We mechanchim l'sha'ot, shana or shtaim, lifnei pirkan. Here's the pirkan, 1 or 2 years, okay? This 1 or 2 before they say it's exactly Rabbi Yochanan. But now that's what Gemara says. Bishlam el Rabbi Yochanan nicha. It's perfect. El Rav Huna Rav Nachman kasha. Okay, so now why is the kasha to Rav Huna? Because again, the Gemara is the conclusion is going to be not that. I'll give you the answer in a second. But the Havamin is we're talking about l'sha'ot. Okay. So, Shana Oshtaim before Pirkan, L'Sha'ot, it's not true. Here's Pirkan. Shana Oshtaim is not. L'Sha'ot is over here. It's like, right, it's not 1 or 2 years. It's like 3, 4 years over here. Okay? So that shouldn't be Shana, it should be 3 or 4, not 1 or 2. Okay? Because the Sha'ot for over here. So it doesn't work out according to Rav Huna. So answers the Gemara, no, Amalach Rabbanan, my chinuch nami diktani hashlama. So Gemara answers, no, what does it mean? It was not talking about answer l'sha'ot, it's talking about to mashlim the fast. So Shana Hashlaim is referring to here, deferring either 10 or 11, which we're saying that's what Rav Yochanan also said, that's the Pashup Shana in Mishnah in his mimer over here. So here 10 and 11 is over here, mashlim. Havamina was here, didn't work. Answer is no, it's talking about here. So now the Gemara says, Mikari l'chinuch hashlama? Do you call being mechanech mashlim? That's not chinuch, that's like doing the real thing. So v'atanya, eze chinuch, chaya regil l'chol b'shtei shos, machim l'nato l'shalosh, v'shalosh machim l'nato b'arba. Says, what is chinuch? Is that again like Shaws? He's used to eating at 3 hours a day, so then you eat that piece at four, etc. Right? Two or you eat at three, four. So that's what chinuch is. So what are you telling me is mashlim? So I'm a Rava Barula Trey Chinuchei Havu. So there's two types of chinuch. There is chinuch l'shaos. There's also a type of chinuch l'shlim. So therefore, it's talking about the chinuch l'shlim. So you could read this according to Rav Huna as well, and everything's good. Okay, finish up the Rashi's on that, and we can go on. Okay, Tashma, the Tana Rabba Bar Shmuel, Shana Ushtaim, that's almost exactly like Rabbi Yochanan. Velo Tana Lifnei Shana Lifnei, it doesn't say Lifnei. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan Nicha is perfect. Umokilash is Shana, what's 1 year or 2 years? 1 year is Lechola, and Shtaim is Labari, and everything's good. El Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, Kasha. Why? The Hachinuch L'Shaos, who, we're talking about again, Havimin is L'Shaosu, who pacha shebe chinuchin l'shaos dihu, the minimum is 3 years havu, right? So we're talking about l'shaos, so it's minimum over here. 3 years would be at 9 years old, and four years from the parak would be at 8 years old. That's minimum. The hamar of huna betinokas cholish mechanchim otam batsiri, which when she's nine, ubraisa ktani gadol shebe chinuchin is stationary. So therefore, it doesn't fit. So Nigmar answers, talking about Hashlama. My chinuch, diktani Hashlama, didivrehem. Well, dida nami Hashlama, didivrehem, is shtaim labari, lifnei Hashlama deraisa, achat lechola, as we said over here. 2 years, or 1 year, depends if she's 1 year, if she's sick, 2 years if she's healthy, is Hashlama, and therefore you have your 10 and 11, and the braisa fits in, going to everyone else. Okay, next. Mishnah. Ubara Shericha. Machilin Osa Ad Shetashiv Nafsha. So Ubara here is a pregnant woman, and she's Hericha, so she smells food, and she has a taiva for it, craving. So Machilin Osa Ad Shetashiv Nafsha. So you feed her until she feels relieved. Chola Machilin Oso Al Pi Bikin. Sick person, you feed according to the doctor's orders. That's the bikin. Ve'im ain't sham bikin. If no doctors, machin yoto al piyatsum. If he says he needs to eat, you give him to eat. Achi omar die until he says I'm fine. Okay, it's interesting. A couple things in Rashi here. Look at the way Rashi explains this. Ubra shericha. He says ha'ubar meriach reach tavshil. It's like the fetus is smelling the smell of the food. Ve'hu mitavelo. Right, and the fetus it wants it. Ve'im eina ochel, and if she, the mother, doesn't eat it, then shneim masukanim. They're both dangerous. Interesting. Like the kid is smelling, and okay. Alpi bikin. Here also says Rashi says something interesting. Im yomru shnei rofim shehu masukan imeno ochel. There's two. Like if, I don't know what. I have to get two doctors. They act like atheists. Need two. If the two doctors say yes to eat, then you give them to eat. Okay. Anyways, let's go on. Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. It says in the Braitha, Ubra Shericha Basar Kodesh or Basar Chazir. Now, Agav, where this is not Yom Kippur, this is Stam. The woman, again, she's pregnant, she smells some Basar Kodesh, which is Asr to eat, obviously, or Basar Chazir, which is also obviously Asr to eat, but she has a craving for it, she wants to eat it. So, what do? You don't right away give it to her, you try to, you know, do the minimum as possible. First of all, Tochavim Lakush. You take, Kush was a part of the spindle, and it's like a piece of wood, basically. You stick it berotav, and just in the sauce of the basar chazir or whatever. Umanichin la alpia, and you put it by your mouth, and you let her suck out the juices, right? Just to placate her a little bit. Im nitiyashva daita mutav. If she says, okay, I'm fine now, great. Vimlav, if she says, no, I still want, I want, that's not enough for me, then machlim osa rotev atzmad. And you actually give her the actual, you know, the soup itself, the sauce. Vim nitiyashva daita mutav, good. She got by with just drinking a thing. Vimlav, if not, she really wants the actual thing, so machlim osa shuman atzmo, then you give her the real thing, the actual meat. Shein lecha davar, show me nifnei pikuach nefesh, nothing, you know, stands away from pikuach nefesh, except for chus miavodah zarah, gilui razu shvichas tamim. Okay, Rashi, kush is a pelach, like the spindle, tochavim lakush, berotav, you stick it into the sauce, shel oso basar, that she has a tie before, and with hasto, and she sucks it. Okay. Now the Gemara, while we mentioned that the three things are dochav, you know, pikuach nefesh, now we're going to find out where's the source for them. Where do you know the makor for these three things that it's that the docha pikuach nefesh is docha these things? Okay. So avodah zarah minalan. How do you know another yareg val yavar? How do you have to give up your life for these three? So for avodah zarah, how do you know? Tanya, it says in the Brayter. Rabbi Eliezer Omer im nomar. If it would have said and kriyat shema vihafta Hashem elokecha, and it says bechol nafshecha. Right, so if it would have said bechol nafshecha, for to love Hashem you have to give up your life, so lama nemar bechol ma'adecha. Why does it say you have to give up your money? Right, the chol shekein, you have to give up your life. Of course, you have to give up your money. And if you'll say, well, you know, maybe money is more important. Vim nomar bechol ma'adecha, because you know, you have to give up your even, you know, for money. That's more serious. So lama nemar bechol nafshecha. So then why say the lesser one nafshecha? Now let's make up your mind. Choose whatever is more important, but once you have the more important one, you don't have to write the other one. It's so the lesser one, you know, so then you don't have to write the other one. So so therefore, the answer is that it's talking about two different types of people. Somebody whose life is more dear to him than his money, to him, you have to give it up, even for your life. Is migufo, and if you're the type that your money is more dear to you than your goof, so lekach neimar b'chol b'adecha, so you have to give up for your money, which is more dear to you. Okay, so basically, what's the idea? So how do we see you have to give up your life for avodah zarah? Because avas Hashem, right? And the antithesis of avas Hashem is avodah zarah. So you have to give up your life in order for the love of Hashem means to go against anything which is the opposite of Avas Hashem, which is Avodah Zarah. Here we see you have to give up your life for Avodah Zarah. Okay, Rashi, Lamin Emar B'chol Modecha, Yomer HaChaviv Shebehem, Mekoshek, Ein She'en HaChaviv. I tell the more, even the thing that's more dear to you, you have to give up your life, it's really the less dear thing. Okay, so that's, so we have our source for Avodah Zarah. Next, Kilu Yorai, Yashu Shvichas Dami Minalan. How do we know that's Yerag Val Yavor for those two? Okay, the Tanya. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi said the following. It says in the Pasuk by someone who rapes a girl, a single girl, it says that Lenara lo taseh davar. Okay, he gets punished, but the girl, there's no punish. She's pater from onus. Okay, so the Gemara is bothered by, why does it say after in the Pasuk, Ki kasher yakum ish avreyehu rutsacho nefesh, kena davar zeh. Just like when a person gets up to kill his friend, so too over here by this case of the Nara Marasa, the Nara. So Nara Marasa. So what's the connection of what's Ritzicha? Just like Ritzicha, also over here. What's the comparison? So v'chimanyan lamadu miratzeach l'Nara Marasa. What's the connection between the Nara Marasa and Ritzicha? I'm saying just like Ritzicha, also Nara Marasa. So Ella Hareze Bala Lamed Venimsa Lamed. So it comes that it's a case of something which is says in the Pasha Pshat that it's coming to teach you something about Namarasa, but there's nothing to teach, therefore it's coming to learn. And now if it can't teach, so you learn. And we're gonna learn from Namarasa and say, Ma Namarasa Nitan Latzila Benafsho, Safrateach Nitan Latzila Benafsho. Then we learn from there, just like by a Namarasa, somebody, you see somebody attacking a Namarasa, you can kill the guy, right, to get him away. So too, if you see somebody wanting to kill another person, like a Rodev, you can kill him. That's what we learn. And now, it comes the limud that we need for us. another limud we have that, you know, we see from the connection between Ritzicha and Nar Marasa, that Marateach, right, Yereg Val Yavor. Now if somebody tells you kill this guy or I'll kill you, you have to be killed. So Af Nar Marasa, if they tell the person, they tell a person to, you know, have relations, and Yereg Val Yavor as well. He should say no and give up his life for it. Yereg Val Yavor. And then the Sibim Yosef Hashem tomorrow will be, where do we learn that from? I mean, we were saying, just like by Retzach, we don't know Retzach yet. Okay, but when we'll see Retzach, it's on the next Amud, then the Limud is from Retzach. Just like the Retzach is Yareg Val Yavosh, so too, since we saw in the Pasuk connecting it to Retzach, Namarasa, so we learn also Arayas from that. Okay, let's finish up Rashi. Kikasher Yachum. And it says in the pasuk, "Benar amarasek." See, ma lamadnu miratzeach unamarasa. What's the connection, right? Shehu kemishpat aratzeach can mishpat hadavar zekilu. Just like it's by ratzach, so too over here. What's the what? So ma namarasa niten l'rishus l'matzil l'tzila mi bilas zu benasho shel boel. That if you see the guy attacking her, so you can kill the guy. So zelaharga, you can kill him. Ad shelo bale, until this, you know, until he, before he actually lives with her. Can exceed ein moshiyala, hayesh moshiya. So if there's somebody that can save, you can save him. So shiyana, so save him. B'chol tzidei tshuva, whatever you can do, it means you have to kill him. So retzeach yareg val yavor, right? Im amru lo harog. We're learning from retzeach, right? So this like a retzeach amru. If they say to the guy, harog chavercha, kill your friend. Im lo harog otcha, if not, I'll kill you. Yareg val yavor averazu. So you have to get killed and not do the Severa. Can we farish lakama, like that's in the next piece. Therefore we're learning, since together, and we saw in the Pasuk, Kikasher Yakum, Lirtsoach, connected in Mar Marasa, so therefore I learned, just like Ritzichas Yareg Val Yavor, so Afna Marasa, Im Yomru, if they say, Bo'ol Arusas Chavercha Oteareg. You know, live with your friend's Arusa, or I will kill you. So what do you have to do? Just like Retzach, you have to get killed to Yareg Val Yavor. Aval he ain't a mitzvah. We're talking about a man, because the woman it doesn't apply to is that she's not a woman's not mitzvah lemsorat nafsha. The he ain't osek chum, because she's passive, and therefore the karka olam be'almahi. She's called karka olam. V'ra'i l'davar Esther. You see from Esther Amalka that she was living in Achashverosh. Ayir Agvayavor. We see it doesn't apply to a woman because they're passive.